Started. 1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic. Today, I'm going to be discussing the Davos situation. Now, there is a caveat here, but I'm not going to get into the caveat yet, because I was reading an article from Sky News, and it's very, very important. However, no, I don't want to do that. That's default. Okay. Anyway, some of the most, I guess you could say, some of the wealthiest people in the world decided to get together and basically decide the fate of the world. Or, what they're going to do with the world anyway. That's what it is. They're going to decide what they're doing with the world. And they've been talking for about 3 days now. And, of course, Davos, Switzerland. And, of course, you've got Klaus Schwab there, and I believe Bill Gates is there. I mean, you know, all the who's who of super elite people that want to control your life. And they have first talked about a system called the Village Without Borders. The Village Without Borders is the elite's attempt to control the metaverse. So basically what they're going to do is, together with Microsoft Mesh, they're creating this Matrix-like world that you can jack into with any device, and it will be, you know, a VR, AR, whatever, and it'll all be their world. They basically want to have it where you can connect with people there, and they actually kind of showed it off at the Davos conference so that people could be in the same room with other people. Like, they were showing elites how they could communicate with other elites in this virtual world and shit. You know, and it cost $250,000 just to attend the Davos conferences, by the way. It's a lot of fucking money for a 3-day event.
So, yeah, that's actually kind of cheap considering the amount of money these fuckers make.
Oh yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing to these people. And I'm the whores saying, that like, they paid for, the whores are only $2,500 a day. That's how much the Davos prostitutes.
That's pretty cheap, because I've heard cheap of normal people buying whores that expensive.
Yeah, the whores said it was $2,500 a night for them, and that's what they're doing there. But anyway, it's not so much about the whores, it's about what they're doing. Now, I listen to Paul Joseph Watson a little bit more because he's been pretty much just rounding out what's going on, and he's been covering a lot of the Davos shit. And basically, the first thing that Davos wants to do is build a walled city that holds approximately 9 million people at most. That means that's the minimum, 9 million people. So a lot of people will say, well, what's going to happen with the, we're almost at what, 9 billion people? What's going to happen with the 9 billion people that, the what would it be, 8.9 billion people that can't go into this walled city? Well, they're pretty much fucked. They're pretty much going to have to, fend for themselves. That's pretty much it. Like, I'm sorry, you can't come in. We're going to put these walls down. Once you see that door close, if you even try to get in our city, you'll be shot on sight. That's pretty much what they're going to do. That's more or less what the...
Okay. I mean, I've been trying to leave society for years. You mean to tell me you're just going to, like, make a new one and not invite me?
That's pretty much what they're doing. I think
why
that'll happen.
Why do I feel like there's a catch to that? Like, they're going to make shit uninhabitable for people outside of this environment. But they're still going to tax you somehow.
Yeah, exactly. It's also worth noting that they said they were going to create... Well, they weren't going to create. But that there would be a COVID-like event within the next 15 years. That's what they said. There would be a COVID-like event within the next 15 years. Remember, this is coming right out of the mouths of these guys. You can check out the Paul Joseph Watson video where they literally have the men saying it themselves. And by the way, they're using the term New World Order. That's the first thing the guy said. He's like, well, you know, the first steps that we would think about if we were going to do a New World Order would be this. and they talked about the walled city. Next, they said there would be no private transportation. You would not be able to own a car. They said that cars would be useless, and they're bad for the environment, and they're just going to get rid of them, and the city would have its own transportation. So pretty much you won't be doing any good if you have a car. I guess everybody's car would just be fucking obsolete in this new world that they're creating. And
I wonder how expensive they're going to give you. Are they going to keep you from, like, your electric bike, too? And
oh, yeah. It's going to get pretty stupid. Also, they said vaccination is very, very important. We want to make sure that everybody in our city is fully vaccinated. So you have to be vaccinated. And not only that, but they are developing, and this has already been talked about, but now it's actually been spoken. They are developing a pill that has a chip in it. And what a horrible fucking dystopian thing is that, right? You take this pill, and basically what this pill does is it sends a signal to let them know you've taken the pill. Now, this can be used for so many awful things. there's so many awful.
Like, I hope someone when they figure out that hackers could probably just make a fucking false version of that says you took it.
Right. Yeah, they're going to. There's going to be black market versions of those, of course. People are going to be buying them. But the only issue you have to run into that is the fentanyl issue, because fentanyl is in fucking everything. So a lot of people aren't even trying to buy street drugs anymore because they're scared to death they're laced with fentanyl now. That's how bad the fentanyl issue is. It's killing people that weren't wanting to get killed. They were wanting to high and boom, dead. So yeah, it's not good. But yeah, you have that going on. Oh, full LGBTQ whatever representation. They're gonna represent all those people. All the fuckery is gonna be represented there. They want that fully inclusive society. Yeah, as long as you have enough money and you're powerful and you're famous and you know. Oh yeah, sure. You'll be represented. Keep pushing buttons until something. Oh, okay, I see. Shit. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. They got me doing a puzzle. My bad, folks. But. Jesus. But, okay, so there's that. There is the. Let me see. What did I mark? I actually made a bullet point. I made a series of bullet points in Drex's server. So let me check and make sure I've got them all before we go into this. Because there's also a caveat here. And it's a good but not good caveat. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense. It sounds good at first, but then it gets worse. Okay. Basically what I said here was. Oh! No hate speech of any kind. They are working hard to get rid of anybody that might have any kind of speech that goes against what they consider to be offensive. They're not tolerating any of that. They're going to start militarizing against that shit. You guys already kind of saw the writing on the wall there. You know, Google and YouTube basically making it so you can't say things. I've already talked about it, man. My comment section on YouTube is fucked. Even when people are leaving comments that there's nothing, like, I have no issue with. Like, one guy literally left a comment that said, male to female. Yeah, but basically what I was saying, one guy left a comment. He said male to female just means that they're doing that for potential gain. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I understand that. I can see that. But the issue is that YouTube, they didn't like that comment for some reason. I don't know why the hell they didn't like that comment. It didn't make any sense to me. But yeah, there was some troll comments and but even the troll comments that, you know, I posted on other places were funny. But they're making it so you can't even see them. Basically, you'll get notified, but it's gone. So you can respond to it, but it won't catch your response and it won't catch their post. So it's like they didn't even post at all. So somebody just wasted their fucking time writing what they wanted to say on your post. It's like, dude, that shuts down free and open speech. That literally says, I'm sorry, you don't have free and open speech on this platform anymore. So why the fuck should I use it? Eventually people are going to get to the point where they don't want to use YouTube and all these similar sites. Shit. What the hell? Don't tell me they broke this fucking game. They made a new version of it, but it's still not easy. Or, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, that's more or less what they lined out in the Davos meeting. Alright, however, here's where that actually seems to go to shit. According to Sky News, Davos is not as popular with A-listers as it used to be. They noted a few things. First of all, the A-lister, there was no U.S. president there. Biden was not there, surprisingly. Trump was there twice. Biden was not there.
He probably forgot he was supposed to
be there. And there was no U.K. prime minister there either, like there was last time. Idris Elba was there. Yeah, Idris Elba was there, and a couple other people, but they didn't have, again, they didn't have as big of a guest list as they used to. And they're losing their impact of globalization. According to the Sky News journalists, the fact that the Ukraine situation is just the stepping stones of a major world war, which a lot of people are trying to say it is, that could be an issue because there's not as many people willing to globalize because there is a brewing war. And the West doesn't have as big of a relationship with China because China is starting to arm up a little bit as well. And this is all very good. I'd say it's not so good because obviously it means that they want to start a war. Like, they're not wanting to globalize. You can't get countries together to do this globalization shit if countries don't want to work together and they'd rather fight each other. You can't get everyone to play along with the New World Order if everybody wants to blow each other up. So that's kind of the issue. So the Davos meetings,
they hope on dividing enough people and having them blow up each other that the other half that lives is so scared that they'll go along with it. Kind of like how World War II helped.
That was my
World War II helped advance their New World Order.
Yeah, that was what my idea was. I was literally thinking that they're gonna start World War III. And after World War III and billions of people are mysteriously Thanos snapped out because of, you know, boom booms, and the world is uninhabitable fallout, then they build their little fucking techno cyber city, and nobody gets in except for the 9 million people that they designate can come in. If you're not one of those people, I'm sorry, you're not gonna make it. And considering you have to have $250,000 just to get into their little conference, I wonder how much the entrance fee is to get into their little cyber city. Yeah, it's probably not what most of us are going to be able to afford. So, I don't know. But yeah, you're probably thinking about things the way I am. Like, they're gonna start this big-ass fucking war, And once they start this big-ass fucking war, they're going to basically take the rest of the people, and that's their cyber city. Because there's no way you can whittle down billions of people to just 9 million. There's no way you can do that other than just annihilating billions of people. And you can do that fairly easily with enough nuclear missiles. So, they probably don't give a shit. They're going to be in their little bunkers, and then they'll go off to their little cyber city. And that's it. They're going to be in their underground little... Apparently, there's an underground city. I've heard rumors about it.
Which one? Because there's quite a few.
Yeah, but I mean an underground, like... It's fully functional. They just go down there and... There's one in the Ozark Mountains. I know that for sure. So, I don't know, but they're hoping they can hold out there just a little bit, and then they'll go into their little dome cyber city, I guess, and everybody else will have to suffer with the... You know what nuclear radiation does to plants and animals and bugs, and... It turns them into really crazy shit. We start getting weird mutants and stuff. Like... That's what that nuclear radiation does, or it's like cancer. It's like, it's like fallout, basically. If you don't have that Rad-X, you fucking die of cancer from radiation. That's what we're headed. That's literally what they're trying to do. So if you like Fallout, and you wanted to play Fallout, well, here's your chance. It's like, you sit, you get up in the morning, and you... You look at your little Fallout 4 poster, your Fallout New Vegas, obviously, poster, and you're like, you know what? It would be so cool if I was to live in an actual Fallout, because I'd be such a fucking badass hero. And now you get the chance to do that. So if you've always wanted to live in your own...
Get your quantum monkey paw.
Your own Fallout, you get the chance to do that now. Enjoy, have fun. Be able to skin your own animals, and you know you're gonna have to eat a lot of weird shit. It's not gonna be great. But yeah, that's what they're doing. That's literally what they're doing. This was the last day of the Davos meetings. And pretty much all they've said is stuff that I knew was coming down the pike. And eventually, you know, they gotta bring about a war, a plague, famine. Maybe they'll just fucking do all of them at once. Just like the Bible said. Let's have something biblical. And then, you know...
Yeah, it just pretty much seems like they looked up Revelation, and instead of going, oh, maybe we shouldn't do that, Bill Gates is like, yeah, I'll block out the sun. Sounds great.
Yeah. I heard he was trying to do that. Oh, shit. No, this doesn't work. Damn it. It says you've got to perform an air combo. Damn it. Whatever. I'll just kill him and say challenge failed because you suck. But, yeah, that's pretty much what we've got tonight. Just pretty much going over the bullshit. I mean, stuff you already knew, I guess. Oh, yeah. One other thing. But we all know this one. Basically, they said in one of the other meetings... We've got to stop eating meat. And they said, we've developed better proteins. Tastier proteins. That's what he said. He said, tastier proteins. I said, you guys are going to try to make me eat a spider and tell me it's ice cream. I'm going to say, no, fuck you. And basically...
I'm going to tell you how that ends.
Yeah.
People are just going to die of malnutrition. Slower than previously thought possible.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, look at vegans and how long they can maintain that shit.
Yeah.
Here's your timeline.
Yeah.
Especially with how they do farming now, where there's, like, no minerals added to the soil and it's just depleted.
Yeah, not surprised. Not even surprised anymore. Oh, man. But yeah, that's what they're doing. So they want to make us eat tastier proteins, live in a walled city. Oh, that most of us won't be in. Die in a nuclear holocaust. It's just a great... Oh, we forgot all about, again, the pandemic that they're saying is going to happen in 15 years because they got to cook something up. Well, if war doesn't do it, we've got to figure out something else, right? Just as long as billions of people die.
Yeah, they basically need everyone to get in line, but the problem is that we, the non-insane people, are going to just keep adapting to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep trying to factor in for everything, but human imagination, contrary to the perceptions caused by entertainment, is actually unlimited.
Right. Well, I don't know, man. You know, they keep trying to say, like, there was this one dude that's like, so-and-so is controlled opposite. So-and-so's a psyop. This one's a psyop. That's a psyop. Everything's a psyop. I'm like...
Oh, yeah. They want, it's like right now with the whole Daily Wire bullshit with Crowder.
Yeah.
It's weakening the entire right just conveniently before an election that should totally wreck their shit.
Right.
And it's like, oh, wow, we're dividing all the opposition while all the leftoids unite on, see, we were right.
Let's see, enter. Oh, man, yeah, well, that's what we're looking at, guys. They're trying to, I mean, again, it's all going to start with the little metaverse that they're trying to do. I earn a medallion. Okay. And a new Tetsuo skin. Okay. This game seems to work a little better now. Oh, man. I do like it more than I did. I uninstalled it the first time I played it. I guess they fixed it. You can fix broken games. Wow, who'd have thought? Let's see. Oh, man. Kind of wore out, I guess, because I'm working. Shit. Now I'm back in here again. Alright, guys. Well, I guess I'm going to head over there in the Drex's room and see what's going on in there, but... At any rate, guys, thanks for joining.
Huh? Because this was a short open mic night.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot going. There's not a whole lot to talk about, and everybody's in Drex's room. Like, literally, everybody that's usually in, they're all in Drex's room talking. So, there's nobody here. You and me, and three. Three's the charm.
This is... It's like a simulation of what will happen after the Davos War.
Yep. Alright, so I guess I'll be out, and I guess I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Open Mic. I'm out.